Tony Torres is a 20-year-old student at Georgia Gwinnett College. He wants to work in the stock market, but he knows there's a long way to go. He's hoping the tips he picks up at the Hispanic Leadership Conference will help him forge ahead.
Just basically take notes, everything that they say. That's mostly what I'm going to be doing, not much question asking.
Santiago Marquez, the VP and CFO of the Commerce, says interviewing and resume writing skills will be among the lessons taught. He says in many cases there's a lack of this kind of guidance for Hispanics in Georgia.
And we want to make sure that they're getting the training, the actual training, so that they can go out into the community and be effective as leaders.
Marquez says this training will help strengthen Hispanic workers throughout the state.
So that they can go back to their companies, corporations, businesses, and have the tools that they need to become leaders in the community, not just in the Hispanic community, but the general community.
There are currently 36,000 Hispanic-owned businesses in Georgia, according to the state's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Tisha Tallman, the president and CEO of the organization, says that's more than twice the national average.
Economic contribution-wise, our business community provides $7 billion in annual revenues into the Georgia economy. And as a consumer base, we contribute $17 billion annually.
At Wednesday's event, the UPS Foundation delivered checks to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the local branch of the Latin American Association. John Lawrence, WABE News.